Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Camp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny radio show here on Monday, August the 18th, 2008. Really powerful day. This is an Eight of Clubs day. Anyone born today is a very fixed, strong-willed individual who's living their life by a fixed set of principles which will never change. It's a very interesting decision to be an Eight of Clubs. It means that you've decided before you came in that your life is going to be about staying focused and living out a mental idea of perfection. And you're going to use everything at your disposal, and you have a lot at your disposal because Eight of Clubs are very, very powerful, and they have a very focused mind. You might say they're like running with blinders on. They're focused on what the goal is, and they keep their blinders on. So because of this, they're able to harness a lot of power, mental power, which allows them to just cut through life and accomplish great things. But inwardly, they're living their life based on some principles. And this is what you may not know about them unless you get to know them all, but they have these strong principles about the way that they believe life should be, that they are living out over the course of their lifetime to experience what that's like, basically. And I've told stories about Eight of Clubs that, you know, how in some cases their fixed quality can be almost comical, because it's so difficult for them to see things other ways. And, you know, anything like this can be abused or put to bad use. Because, you know, we have a lot of wonderful people born today, but there are other people that were just as focused on the negative, like Charles Manson. He wasn't born today, but he's an Eight of Clubs. And he was focused on what he wanted, but he was a little off. So, but look at all the people that are born today. A lot of actors and actresses. We have Shelley Winters. We have Malcolm Jamal Warner. Patrick Swayze. Madeline Stowe, one of my favorite actresses. Christian Slater. Robert Redford. Roman Polanski. Edward Norton. These are all some really great actors and directors, of course. Eric Schrode, musician. Actor Martin Mull. And we also have Brian Aldiss, a famous science fiction writer from the past. And Christopher Jones. Wow, we have a long list of people. And today's a Leo Eight of Clubs, so it becomes even stronger. When you meet a Leo Eight of Clubs, you really get to see the power. I think Robert Redford is a good example. Most of us have seen his movies, at least most of us my age have seen his movies. And he always seems to play a character who's principled, highly principled, and striving for justice or fairness in some way. Very interesting. I mean, except for Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, where he kind of played an outlaw. But other than that, he's pretty consistently highly principled. For those of you new to the show, this is all about the cards of your destiny. This is a system that goes back to ancient Egypt. It is very, very deep and complex, and yet to use it on the surface, it's the easiest system to use. Anybody can pick up my books, Love Cards and Cards of Your Destiny, and start doing readings within an hour or two of having the books. And they can do accurate readings that blow people away. You can read things about yourself and read things about your future and your past that will absolutely astound you because of the accuracy. And there's a lot to it, too, for those who want to get into it deeper. It has a lot to offer. It almost has a never-ending supply of new things that you can learn about it through practice. I've been doing it now for 20 years, and I'm still learning new things. It's been one of my constant companions in life for the past 20 years. And I still learn. I still learn from watching what's going on in my life and watching people around me. So on our show tonight, we talk about the cards. I also do a talk about something. We have a topic for tonight that's about health and the cards and health in general. And around 7:30 p.m. Pacific time, we open up the phone lines and take your calls. If you have a question you'd like to ask, call me in. Tell me your birthday, your name, and where you're from. And then ask me what you want to ask, and we'll see what we can look. We'll open up the Book of Destiny and take a look for you. We've had a lot of people sign up for the lovecardsdating.com website. For those of you who haven't heard, lovecardsdating.com is scheduled to be online by the end of this month. We're working very diligently to get that up and running. It's a lot to it, creating a dating website, especially with all the features that we want to have. You'll be able to search for people of the right card for you. You'll find out who the right cards for you, right birthdays, and search for those and see who shows up. I'd like to request everybody to pass the word around. Tell people you know, especially we need more guys. If you know any single men, if you are a single man, or if you know any single men, let them know. We have a lot of ladies on the site because most of my customers are female. Most of the people that interact with me, they're probably 70% female. But it'd be nice to have more guys on the site. A lot of ladies, and we need more guys. So pass the word around. Tell everybody you know, lovecardsdating.com. You get a free one-month membership and some free reports when we first start up, which will be in about a week and a half. So make sure you pass the word around to everybody you know. Okie doke. Let's see here. Seth just told me he just signed up. Good for you, Seth. I won't tell anybody that you're unavailable. Anyway, tonight the topic is going to be about health. And I wanted to start out by saying that, you know, there are those among us that health is a major factor all throughout our life. There are people that are born with that karma. But everybody, when they reach usually about age 55 or 52 or somewhere in there, when you enter your Saturn phase of your life, your 13-year Saturn period of life, health starts to become a greater and greater concern, and of course it gets greater and greater as we get older. Not everybody, though, is afflicted by health. I've had incredibly good health in my life. I'm 55 years old, last time I checked. And, I mean, I've had one area of health karma that was my most difficult, and that was with my teeth. But other than that, my health has been fantastic. And there's two kinds of health problems that show up for people. I basically think there's two kinds based on the research, or actually just the experiences I've had with reading. I've read for thousands of people. And the two kinds of health problems are karmic, they're from karma, and self-created. So it's, in my opinion, is it just one or the other? Either karma, your health is karmic from something you did before, usually in a past life, or it's due to what you're doing in your life right now, the things you're doing, your life's choices, your lifestyle. So we're going to talk about the cards and astrology and these two kinds of health, and we'll talk about how that shows up. So first of all, keep in mind that if you have karmic health problems, it means that you were destined to have these. I can see it in a newborn baby's birth chart, sometimes just by their birthday, because certain birthdays have instilled in them a health health karma. For example, Two of Spades people, all people who are born as a Two of Spades, even if they have that as a ruling card, are likely to have health issues because they have a first karma card of the Six of Spades, which means karma with health. So basically a Two of Spades person comes into this lifetime with somewhat of a frail or weakened constitution. Now, it may not show up as a weakened constitution if you were to examine them, but in fact it will show up that way in their life in what happens to them, the Two of Spades, because they find that if you'll see that with Two of Spades people, that if they deviate from having a really good diet, and if they deviate from, like, taking care of themselves, they get sick much faster than other people. I mean, one of my best friends of a few years ago named Paul was a Two of Spades, and he was only in his early to mid-30s, and he was working really hard, and he wasn't paying attention to how much he was working. He was overworking, basically. And he developed a condition in his colon and had to have 6 inches of his colon removed. And that's really unusual for somebody that young. But see, Two of Spades have that. They have that weakened karma. Now, this is also true of other cards, though that's one that sticks out. The Four of Hearts is another card that must watch their health. They must watch their lifestyle because they have a Six of Spades also in the Saturn position. So the Two of Spades and Four of Hearts both have to be really careful. There's other cards too. I mean, the Six of Spades itself, the Nine of Clubs often has health things early in life, so they don't have to have it later. Queen of Clubs have health issues, mainly because they ignore their bodies. Now, that is not so much a karmic thing for Queen of Clubs, but it turns out that that's how it shows up for them, because they often ignore their health. They're so mental. And this could be true for all the mental cards, but it just seems to be true more for the Queen of Clubs. They're so mental that they consider their body a nuisance in their life. And they sort of have an angry relationship with their body. They're like, you know, why doesn't my body just stay well, you know? That's usually an attitude that a lot of them have. So now we also can see in astrology, those are the main cards that have health problems. There are others, like the Seven of Spades, I should mention that. The Seven of Spades definitely can have health issues in their life. They're meant to have that. That's meant to be part of their lesson, what they're learning. Three of Spades have health problems because they think about it too much. Now remember that this can be the birth or the ruling card. Okay, I'm talking about these cards. It can be someone's birth card or their planetary ruling card. So the Three of Spades, they think so much about health that they overdo it. They get too much about it. Now this can also be true for the Ace of Hearts, who has the Three of Spades in Saturn, and the Ten of Hearts, who has the Three of Spades as their Pluto card. These cards that have this Three of Spades are more likely, in these negative positions, are more likely to have a negative expression of that. Also, the Seven of Clubs can have it because they have a Seven of Spades in Saturn. So there are some cards that tend to have this karma. In astrology, the sixth house is the house of health. And if you have planets in the sixth house of your natal chart, the sixth house, and those planets have negative aspects, squares or oppositions from other planets in your chart, or if you have Saturn in the sixth house, especially, and even if it is well aspected, Saturn in the sixth can often bring some health challenges. So we can see that in some people's charts, they have a tendency for health issues. And the planets that are showing up in the sixth house can often tell us the nature of those problems and the aspects they have to other planets. Like, I've seen people that, you know, they have a negative health aspect in their chart, but it's only when they overdo things, like when they just go overboard, when they work too hard, when they party too hard, when they do anything to her, then it affects her health. So if they don't do that, they won't have the health issues. So these are things. Now, so when I need, when I have a client that has got a health issue, the first thing I want to do is find out, is this karmic or is this self-created? Everything else is self-created, including death. And a lot of people die. They're not doing it consciously. They're not thinking to themselves, I want to die, even though sometimes they are, actually. But still, they are making a choice to die for some reason. I mean, really, if you don't have a reason to live, if you just think in your mind, I don't have any reason to live, like if you had some people who would have such a disappointment in their life, for example, if somebody had a disappointment that was great enough, in other words, if their attachment to something was so great that it meant everything to them, they might just die if they lose that. For example, a love relationship. People have died from a broken heart. They can, because their will to live can be completely eradicated. Now, I'm not saying that's a good or a bad thing. It's not necessarily good or bad. It's just what happens. So I look at people's charts, and if there's a health issue, I first try to find out, is this karmic or are they creating it? That's the first step. Are they creating this? And, you know, and there can be reasons, lots of reasons why we would create illness. Some people, for example, they'll create illness to get more attention from other people around them. They learned as a child, hey, when I get sick, my mom or my dad treats me better. They take care of me. They give me more stuff. They help me out. You know, they give me chicken soup and what is it called? That drink. Anyway, so, you know, I remember when I was a child once, I got sick and I got chicken soup and I got 7-Up and I thought, wow, that was really great. And then I remember thinking later, wow, how come I can't get 7-Up anymore? You know, like, I remember having these thoughts. So strange as it sounds. But a lot of people do get sick to get attention from other people. And they're the ones that we'll talk about a lot. Like, that'll be part of their story. It's their big story about their life. You know, oh, I have this going on, I got that going on. And these are often learned behaviors from childhood. Now, when that person, when I counsel somebody, God, what am I supposed to tell them? Am I supposed to say, hey, you're going to get better? Well, no, I'm not going to say that to them because they don't want to get better. This is something that they have going on. You might call it a racket, you know, like it's a racket. They're doing this in order to get what they want in their life, get what they need from other people. It's a racket they got going. There's a payoff for it. So, you know, we can look at those. And there's lots of other reasons why people will get sick. Like sometimes people get sick because they just don't want to work. I remember when I used to work, I managed a construction crew of 30 guys when I was working at the yoga ashram. I was the head of the construction department. I worked my way up from the bottom. And there was this one guy on the crew. And he was like my nemesis because he was just a wild guy. And everything I said yes, he would say no to. But what happened was I noticed that he got sick. Every Monday, something would come up for him. He would get sick. Something would come up. It was usually sickness. And I realized what was happening with him, and I read this book, I don't know what it's called, something about management, and I pulled him aside. And see, we worked 6.5 days a week back at the ashram in those days. We worked almost every day. We only got a half a day off on Sundays. So I pulled him aside, and I said, Ernie, I said, I don't want you to work anymore on Mondays. I want you to take Monday off. And he was kind of shocked when I told him that. I said, I just don't want you to work anymore. I want you to just take the day off and do whatever you want. Guess what? He never got sick again. The truth of the matter was he just didn't want to work that much. And see, the only reason you could get out of work at the ashram at that time was to be sick. And even today, you know, if you're in a job, being ill is about the only excuse you have for not showing up and not working. So even if you just had said, hey, you know, I don't want to work anymore. I want to work a little less. They would just fire you. But if you get sick, they won't fire you because they think you're taking a sick day or whatever. So, you know, this is another thing, too. You have to ask yourself. So whenever their illness is involved, we have to look at the self-created aspect, too, because I don't know. I can't say what percentage of illness is self-created and what percentage is karmic, but it might be like 50-50, something like that. Like there's probably a 50% chance that somebody who is ill has created it, and a 50% chance that it's karmic, that it's due to past life. Now, most past life karmic health things occur early on. Like if it's something that's really like meant to be lived out, it often happens at a young age. For example, I have a nephew who only 2 years old developed like three or four kinds of cancer and had to undergo chemo. Well, he certainly didn't cause that in this lifetime. It has to be karmic for him to have all this illness at such a young age before he's even old enough to even know what's going on. And there's a lot of children like that who are getting like life-threatening conditions really young. And for them, it's all karmic. And anybody who has a major thing like that early in life, it's karmic. Okay, but there are some kinds of karma that affect you when you get old, like when you're a six, when you're a two of spades or a four of hearts, like I mentioned earlier, you will notice that you have to be more and more careful as you get up in years, especially like 50s and 60s and 70s. That's when you have to be super regimented about your diet, about what you eat, how you work, if you work too much or not, how you take care of yourself, are you relaxing, and so forth. You can't get away with it when you're this age. I have two friends who live actually in an area who are both four of hearts, and both of them have had health issues lately because Saturn was squaring Sagittarius, which is their sun sign. Saturn's in Virgo. Squaring Sagittarius, you know there's going to be health issues associated with that. So, even if health is self-created, the amount of that health that happens, the amount of how intensely you feel it, is going to be based on your basic health karma and constitution. You know, like I have really good health karma. Even though hereditarily my family has a history of heart disease, and I could, and my siblings are starting to show signs. My oldest sister, who's only a year younger than me, has had a heart condition. And so my father's got a slight heart condition. But I live such a good lifestyle. I always have. I've always been very health conscious. And I just think I'm going to be well. I really do, you know. Some people, like a three of spades and other people that worry about their health, maybe three of clubs too, because they worry about everything, when they get a little ache or pain or something, they immediately fixate on it and think something's wrong. When I get an ache or pain in my body, I just think it's going to pass. I don't really think about it. I don't think it's going to be a problem. It might hurt today. I say it's probably going to be okay tomorrow. That's how I think. I can see, though, how I could easily go, oh, my God, something's wrong with me. I got to do something. I got to go to the doctor. You know, I can't even tell you the last time I've been to a doctor. I always thought, you know, if people wanted to have a healthy life, become healthy, if they really did, they could just go live with a healthy person and just do everything they do. You know, live the life like they do it. Like if you were living with me, you'd be going for a hike three or four times a week in the mountains for an hour. You know, you'd be eating a pretty good diet. You'd be living a moderate life. A little bit of everything, but not too much of anything. You know, not too much. I mean, like I drink a beer here two or three a week. You know, that's my thing. I never get drunk unless I really want to for some reason, but that hasn't happened in a long time. So illness, if it's not karmic, folks, if it's not karmic, it's self-created. And this is the part we all have to get in touch with. If it's not karmic, it's self-created. And usually people that are creating unwellness are completely unaware of it. They don't know that they are making themselves sick. They really think they're the victims of a bug. They think there are bugs out there that get you. You know, germs. You know, and some people go crazy over germs. I feel sorry for them. You know, their life's like total fear. They're totally afraid of like everything. And they sterilize their entire life, their house, everything about their life. I've seen a house once on TV. The entire house was made to be sterile and out of metal that killed germs. The guy was a super germ phobe. A phobe of germs. Unbelievable. Germs are my friend. I remember George Carlin, what he talked about. He said, you know, we used to swim in the Hudson River, which was full of sewage, and we never got sick. He goes, you know why? Because we swam in the Hudson River that was full of sewage, which gave our immune system a really great workout at a young age. I think there was a lot of truth to that, in the sense that, you know, we're so germ phobic, and we might even ruin our immune system by being so afraid of germs that we destroy that around us. And then we become super, super sensitive to the germs that normally other people just like brush off. I've never been afraid of germs. I've never gotten, as far as I know, I've never been sick from germs. If I get sick, I always know why I got sick. It's never because of the germ got me. It's because I wanted a break or I just wanted to stop. That's usually my reason for getting ill when it happens. And there has been other illnesses from just being so stressed out, doing too much. Now, the cards that, you know, create illness, basically it's the Saturn period cards. And everybody should know when their Saturn period is, because if you're going to get sick, that's the best time. I mean, not the best time, but it's the time when you're more likely to get sick, is during your Saturn period. So we always look at those Saturn period cards to see if there's any health cards there. Because if health cards show up in Saturn, it's a much better chance that you're going to get some kind of illness. And what are the health cards that you might find in Saturn? Most of you listening tonight probably already know this because you're students of the cards, but this would be the sevens and the nines. Now, sevens, you got to remember that sevens are always a challenge. Which means there can be a success with a seven. You can overcome the influence of a seven. It's a challenge that can be met, and you can have a successful outcome after the fact. A nine, though, portends like an ending of some magnitude. Like, for example, if you're a smoker and you get a nine of spades in Saturn, you might have an illness that basically makes it virtually a sure thing that you're going to give up smoking. You know, like something that would, like lung cancer or something that's going to take away your choice about it. You're going to have to give it up. So a nine means an ending, and it cannot be thwarted. You can't thwart a nine. An ending will definitely occur with a nine. It's the way it happens. But any card in Saturn, threes in Saturn, can mean sickness from worry or indecision or working too much. Fives can be stressful in Saturn, you know. So you have to always consider the possibility, especially if you've already had prevailing health issues, or, you know, something health-wise that's been reoccurring in your life, that if their Saturn cards are showing up as being negative for health, that's when you should really be careful. You should take extra care with your health, with what you're doing with your body and with your, you know, your lifestyle during that time period. Absolutely essential to do that. I mean, I always take heed of my Saturn cards, and if I have, you know, difficult Saturn cards, I'll be careful in the Saturn period. I've gotten sick before in Saturn. I've certainly gotten the flu before and other illnesses. I remember one year I displaced the seven of spades, and that's a time when most people will have some illness. Mine wasn't all that big, but it was big enough that I remember it. You know, it was considerable enough that I didn't just forget it. But it wasn't all that big of a deal either. It wasn't a huge illness. So, like, the Seven of Spades is a card of illness that can give you illness in almost any period. And I've seen it even as an underlying card can create a challenge health-wise. A client of mine recently, she had a Seven of Spades underlying in her Neptune period. I didn't think much of it. I didn't think it would really amount to anything. But she wrote me back and said that she had an illness that required an operation. It all worked out for the better. But normally I would not have even considered that to be big enough to warrant any concern, and here it turned out to actually show up as an illness. So Seven of Spades is a card you should always keep an eye out for. I once heard, I think my teacher Arnie Lean told me once, he said that he has seen a person pass away, die from a stroke when they had a Ten of Clubs in Mercury. Think about that for a minute. Ten of Clubs in Mercury. Ten of Clubs means, you know, usually success of the mind. But in this case, what he explained to me was, what this actually meant was too much energy in the head, too much blood in the head in this particular case. Very interesting how that things can turn out like that. So, you know, I look at charts for people that I see who pass on frequently. I'll look them up and see if it's obvious. Every time I do, I notice the story is deeper than the surface. Like, you can tell, I can tell anyway, there must have been other things going on in their life. It's just not a simple matter of, oh, a person got sick and then they passed away from that illness. It's never that simple. It seems like there's always a lot more to the story when I look into it. And the book will basically tell you the other cards that are for illness, the health cards. You know, it all depends on you. So knowing that, you know, it's important to know that you do have a choice with these cards. In other words, you have a choice about how you're going to handle that time period that these cards are influencing. You know, you have some choice about what are you going to do. Like if you see that you have the potential for overworking during a period and getting sick from it, are you going to allow yourself to be scheduled in such a way that you'll get overworked? See, that's where the choice comes in. It's very important to realize that we always have a choice. No one is a victim here. You might feel like a victim when karmic health things happen. But again, I think a lot of health these days is not karmic, but self-created. And we can use the cards to see what's coming ahead of time, like driving at night with your lights on, and make a correction and avoid the potential. Avoid what might have happened, what could be really difficult, and have it be something that's not so difficult. Okay, so that's pretty much it. If you have a health issue you want to ask about tonight, that would be a great question to bring when we start our call-ins, which is just going to be in a couple minutes here. Just want to remind everybody again about lovecardsdating.com. We need more guys, so tell the men that you know to come sign up. I mean, if I was a single guy right now, I would definitely sign up because I know there would be a lot of ladies there, and it would be advantageous. And I'm a diamond, so I think in those terms of advantage, you see. But for everybody, I'm sure you guys know somebody who's single. They've been looking, and they've never had the advantage of this amazing system to use to find somebody who's compatible. Females and males alike. Everyone's welcome, and we're going to have free memberships for the first month. So you're going to love it. Okay, so we're going to take a break right now and listen to a song off my CD. When we come back, we're going to take your calls. The phone lines are open, and now is the time to call in and be first in line. This is Robert Lee Camp. We're going to play Shiva off my CD, Bhakti Rock. And when we come back, we'll take your calls. Be right back.
Shiva,
Welcome back, everybody. That was Shiva from Bhakti Rock, my CD that's still available. Okay, we do have a couple of callers, and first up is Fatima, who's born on January 8th, 1984. Are you there, Fatima?
Yep.
And your name is Fatima?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I think I've told you this before, haven't I?
Yeah, and you talked to Leslie. I'm getting a reading from her, and she passed on your message, so I was going to come to Chicago to meet you.
Oh,
I had a five
right.
of diamond. I have a five of diamond in Saturn, so I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Maybe not a good idea.
Yeah.
So do you have a question for me tonight?
I do. I have, two questions, I think. So, because I'm a six of spades, and I figure that Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, and you would think my health would be karmic, I think?
It has potential for that. It's not necessarily so. It's not true for everybody born on your birthday. Let's put it that way. Okay.
Because I wasn't even talking.
David Bowie's born your birthday.
And Stephen Hawking is, too.
Is he really? Interesting. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, it certainly was true for him.
Okay.
Elvis Presley also.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley also, right?
Yeah.
So you're in good company. So how's your health been?
I'm good. I just did the Wii Fit tour here and doing yoga and all that good stuff, so I felt really healthy.
Yeah, you may not, your karma may not be expressed as health, you know. There's a good chance of it. Karma
can come love.
I know it's love for everybody who's a six of spades because you guys have the Three of Hearts as your Saturn card, so there's always worry about getting enough love.
Yeah,
and that worry causes all kinds of other problems. See?
Right.
You know, everybody has fear, Fatima. Everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and really fear is not the problem, it's what we do with it, you know.
Right.
And it's real important that we try not to make big choices based on fear, like not to pick a relationship when we're not feeling safe, you know, like it's easy to make bad choices if we're influenced by fear, basically.
Right.
So
I feel
always,
that.
So you probably learned that already a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I got married in that 19 year, and then I got divorced in 21. It was more so a fear of, abandonment, oh, my gosh, if I don't marry him, then I'm never going to meet anybody who's going to treat me good again or something, so.
Yeah.
But that's not true. I have a king's club in my life now, so.
Oh, good for you. You got a king's club. You're so lucky.
Yeah.
They're such good people. Well, most of them. I can't say all of them are, but most of them are.
Yeah.
So did you have a question for me?
My next question, I was thinking, I was listening to some American drama, I guess, on the internet, and so we're in a really bad place. And so I figured, I guess, is America sitting in the Neptune row? I guess.
You mean the United States?
The
United States? Yeah, it's in the Neptune column, yeah.
Okay. And, since I see myself in the Uranus column of the Jack of Diamonds, does that mean that I can kind of assist in changing the face of America?
It's possible. I mean, every sixth person has the potential to have a very important destiny of some kind. Okay? So it's possible that that's your destiny. It's not... You know, it's almost like whatever you feel. I mean, do you feel really drawn to that? Do you feel like that's true for you?
I do, because it's like I can write books, I can do all sorts of stuff and be creative and come out with a musical CD, but I feel like soulfully, I feel like, people are kind of lost in I'd rather help the system and, you know, getting into the know, but, like, I don't want to do the wrong thing either.
Well,
like, I mean, if it's stated that the United States should be this way, or can I?
Well, you know, I don't know if you're going to, there is no such thing as the United States. There's no such thing as a country. There's only people within the country. Do you understand?
Yeah.
If you think you're going to change our country, I think you're, well, you know, that's kind of a pretty idealistic way of looking at it. Let's put it that way. The country is composed of people. Well, you know, it's like, you have to understand that everybody's an individual. So what is going to turn one person on and change their life is not going to be the same for the next person. I mean, if you created something really beautiful that had a profound effect on people when they saw it or experienced it, that could help a lot of people. You know, like my books have helped a lot of people.
Yeah, they have.
And you know, but they're not for everybody. They're just for the people that they're here for. You know, they're just for the people that are ready for that information. But you know, if you have a desire to help the world, then you certainly can. You can help people. I wouldn't limit it to this country, though. Why just limit it? I would, if it were me, I'd want it to be available for everybody.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, just.
I'm open for that.
Yeah, I mean, why not do something that the whole world can benefit from?
I think you're onto something, Robert. I'm going to be thinking here all night.
Well, good. You can, you know, you can expand your thinking a little bit to include more, and that will bring you more happiness, I'm sure.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I just wanted to know if I, you know, had some kind of a power to, you know, do that.
Well, if you have, the way it works is like this. If you have the thought, if you have the thought, then it's a very strong possibility that you can do it. Why would you be given that thought anyway? See?
Right.
Why would it even occur to you unless it was part of your destiny? You know, I was thinking about what Michael Phelps said when they interviewed him. They were talking about his childhood, you know. You know who Michael Phelps is, right? The guy that won all the medals.
Right.
And they said, well, had you thought about this at all when you were a child? He said, actually, when I was 12 years old, I had this thought that I was going to change the face of swimming.
Right.
You know? Well, who put that thought into his head? We don't know where he got that thought, you know? But he got that thought, and he acted upon it, and now look what happened. You know, we have this amazing person who changed the face of swimming. And he's not done yet. He's got years. He says he's 23 now, he's going to be in the Olympics till he's 30, he's going to do two more Olympics.
Right.
Can you imagine how many more gold medals this guy's going to get? He's going to break like a record that no one can even possibly match. It's unbelievable.
Right.
So maybe you have a similar vision for your own life. You know, that would be awesome.
I think I kind of had it when I was like 6. I guess it happens to be my favorite number, but I think we're on to something here. I'm going to be up thinking about this.
Oh, well, good. Well, I'm glad to be part of that.
I really appreciate your books. It's totally changed my life and stuff right now. So I just helped, you know, just guide me in the right direction. So I want to start setting some good karma into action here, or motion.
That sounds great, Fatima. I'm sure you can do it, too.
I will expect some good things here.
Good, I think you should.
Motivated and determined.
I can tell you got the energy to do it.
Yeah, I gave it till I'm 30.
And
that's
you're
a
only
long
24.
Time to be
yeah, when you're only 24, that's a long time. That's another lifetime, practically.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm not going to hold the line. I know someone else is.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Fatima. Have a great evening.
Thanks
for being my guest tonight.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, now we have waiting patiently, I should say, on line four, is Nicole from Schenectady. I didn't even pronounce that right. Are you there, Nicole?
Yes, can you hear me?
I'm starting to hear you. Yeah.
Robert, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. I can hear you now, but your signal's a little bit low.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, I'm disappointed about that because I'm so anxious to talk to you. I don't know if you remember me, actually. I met you several years ago. I actually had come to your house to take a course with you with my girlfriend, Jill.
Was that in Asheville or is that here?
That was in Asheville, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I spoke with you on the telephone a couple of times on the 3 Club, December 15th. And
I know who you are. I know who you are now.
Yes. It's so good to talk to you again. I finally discovered your radio show, and this is the first time I listened to it. And I have a billion questions, but I'm not going to hold up the line myself. I'm just going to ask you a few.
Okay, well, good to hear your voice.
What's that?
Good to hear from you.
Yes, it's wonderful to talk to you. You and your books have changed my life immensely. I mean, I have certainly my share of challenges being the 3 of Clubs and 5 of Diamonds, and I'll tell you, I've studied that, but I have a really good outlook on it that I've kind of developed on my own.
Oh, good.
The challenges of my life. My life path here in these cards. But I am an 11-year student of the cards, and I do have my own way of interpreting and kind of changing the difficult cards that come up for me on a daily basis. but I was wondering if you could share provide me with a little bit more of a pep talk about my personal power. I mean, I just feel like my cards are a such challenge that I feel like I really can't compete, with people like in the crown line, the 10 of clubs and the king of spades and the eight of diamonds. I mean, I come into contact with people like this on almost a daily basis, especially in my place of work. And, like you said to the last caller, she has a special purpose, and I kind of see myself as having a special purpose. I think my spirituality gives me the personal power that I've developed, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
How do I compete when I feel that I don't know how to say it without making me sound, powerless. But how do I compete with people, who have these powerful cards? I mean, and I don't mean to say compete, but...
Well, first of all, why is there any need to compete to begin with, Nicole?
As I'm saying that, I'm wondering why I'm using that word. But what I mean is, I don't know why I'm using that word. It just seems like... at work, compete maybe isn't the right word, but, there's people in positions of power, supervisory positions that have these powerful cards. And, I feel like I want to be in these positions of leadership and,
So, Nicole, let me say a few things, all right?
Yeah.
Everybody has a relationship with success,
Yeah.
To be successful, usually you have to be really committed to something. Would you agree?
Yeah.
And people who are fives and people who are threes often have trouble with commitment.
Right.
Are you aware of that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So it's like... You could have the same power they have, but you'd have to give up your freedom. And you'd have to give up this part of your life that you probably consider to be very important, really fun, and all that stuff.
Right.
So you're making choices every day that define your life the way that it is. and you're making choices about what's important to you every day. And that's determining. It's not that you don't have any power. It's not that you're not powerful. You're very powerful. You're just choosing to create your life the way you're creating it. There's nothing wrong with it.
I'm in a county job that I've had for 11 years, and you know, I pretty much think I'm going to stick with it for now. Anyway, I do have other ideas of what I want to do, but you know, I just feel like I would like to, you know, be, you know, move into a supervisory position and or something, and I think it's probably down the road for me. But I just feel that there's people who have such more positive destiny paths that seem to always supersede my, you know, what happens to me. I mean, their destiny paths.
You know, you're acting out of your five, Nicole, which means that you're perpetually dissatisfied.
Right.
Think about that a minute. No matter what would be handed to you, you wouldn't be happy for very long.
Right.
It's not about your position. It's not about what's going on. It's about the way you live your life. It's about why are you always going from one thing to the next. It's not bad karma. It's a choice. You can be conscious. You can make it conscious.
But I've had the same job for 11 years.
I know, but you're not happy at that job. You're in a job that you don't like. You're not enjoying yourself. It's a job. But it's a job. It's like not a fun thing. It's not a inspiring, uplifting. You almost sound like you're trapped in it.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it sounds on the surface.
Yeah. In a lot of ways, right now, it kind of is, especially with the financial times that they are.
That's a belief about the Financial Times. There's people getting super wealthy right now, no matter what the economy is doing. But see, you've chosen this path of safety. You know why you chose it? Because you're afraid.
Right.
You don't believe there's enough in the universe to sustain you if you really did what you love to do.
Right.
Now, that belief might have been handed down to you by your parents.
Oh, yeah.
By your community, you know. And you just took it in and said, oh, yeah, that's true. Life is hard. We have to compromise. We can't really do what we love to do. We can't do anything fun. We have to work a job that's boring and distasteful, and we have to, you know, kiss up to people that we don't like in order to survive.
Right.
And that's what all bureaucratic jobs are like, and I know. I've been there. And now that's hell for me. I could never do it.
Oh, yeah.
So it would kill me. I did it for a short period of time.
Yeah, I'm
you always have a choice, Nicole. And it's up to you to look at your fear and how it runs your life and decide whether that's going to be the end for you. Because if you never change that, the fact that you're letting fear make all your choices, it's very easy to predict the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even have to look at your cards. I can tell you what's going to happen.
Oh, no, that doesn't sound good.
Well, it's up to you, though, Nicole. You can change this. See, this is not about... Fate isn't everything. You have a choice to make.
Right. But there's aspects of my job that I do like. It's actually more the people that drive me nuts. My superiors.
Yeah, but see, the problem is that a five of diamonds always has trouble with superiors. That's the way. That's the nature of the cards. All the fives do.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Superiors represent authority. Superiors represent following a plan, being consistent. They represent limitations on one's freedom. You understand?
Yeah.
And usually five people have difficulty with their own father or mother, whoever the authority figure was.
Or both.
Or both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if you take this fatalistic attitude, that you're taking, you know, I mean, it's up to you. You don't have to be fatalistic like this. Do you know that?
Well,
you don't have to be so fatalistic. You can be positive about this. You can change it. It starts with you saying, hey, I can change this. That's how it starts.
Right. Which I do believe I can, but that's kind of where I was, that's what I was looking for, is the pep talk.
Yeah, I know.
How do I change it?
Well, you first decide that that's what you really want to do. You get really clear about it, and you make up your mind, I'm going to change this. That's number one.
Right.
So when you've gotten to that point, then you can ask me, and I'll tell you what step number two is. I'm not going to tell you number two until you get to number one, okay, because you're a three of clubs.
Oh, great. Make my mind go all over the place with this one.
Well, you know, your mind is always going all over the place. So I can't change that.
Oh, yeah. It's all over the place. That's
the nature of your birthday.
Yeah. I needed to go to get medication for ADD.
Well, you do have ADD, but I do too. It's not a disease. It's just the nature of your birthday.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible, yeah.
It has a positive side, too.
But, you know, I really want to harness that and make it more of the, you know, the writer's card. I mean,
commit to it and then see what happens. I don't hear any commitment. I don't hear any commitment in your voice. I don't hear, like, a person saying, I'm going to make this happen. The last caller said she is going to do something. Did you hear her say that?
Yeah.
I don't hear you saying that.
Well, I have similar visions for myself, too. I mean, I
don't feel any commitment.
I know.
I'm not feeling it. All right. Yeah, you got to sell me first.
Oh, that's a tough one.
And I'm not sold.
Well, we had very similar conversations at this stuff. 3 years ago, I remember.
I'm sure.
I thought I told you then.
Well, I hope you didn't bullshit me.
I didn't think I did, and then, you know, I changed my mind.
It turned out that you did bullshit me, didn't you?
Well.
Because you're still right back where you started.
I know.
So, Nicole, if you would like to talk about this some more, you're going to have to call me and get a reading.
I know, I probably need an updated reading.
Because I could probably help you find out what it is inside of yourself that's really stopping you.
Yeah.
I don't usually say this to people on the air, but I'm telling you that because I really think that I can't help you enough on this phone conversation tonight, you know?
I know. Great. Jeez, I wanted a pep talk.
Well, you did get a pep talk, but were you paying attention? You got a wonderful pep talk.
I was. Yeah. All right.
Did any of that sink in?
I won't make it in all negative. I work very hard not to make my mind go in the negative direction with this phone call.
Were you successful? Were you successful?
In what?
In not going negative.
Oh, I don't know. I have to figure it out when I get off the phone.
Oh, God.
I have to think
okay,
about
everybody
it.
Who's listening tonight, I wanted to say, I hope you've been listening to this Three of Clubs. This is classic Three of Clubs stuff right here. They are totally confused. They don't know left from right. They don't know where they want to go. They're just a continual conversation about everything. And nobody can help them.
And
you cannot talk them out of it.
No.
It's impossible to talk them out of it.
I am a really good debater, and my friend told me I need that in-your-face kind of counseling. I said, well, I have yet to find a counselor that could do that to me.
I'm the guy that can do that to you. But I can't do it on the air because I'm not allowed to cuss on the air.
Oh, great. All right. Well, can I ask you one more quick question?
I'm sorry. Your time is up, my dear. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
We have to go. We have to go now. We've had a nice conversation. You can call back next week. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
And next time, plan your time out. Make sure you get the questions you want in the time allotted. And I'm here to serve you if I can. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Robert. It was
great to hear from
you. Good talking to you, despite my crazy thoughts.
It's great talking to you too. Take care.
All righty. You too. Bye bye.
Bye. That was so much fun. Hope you guys were listening, all you card students out there. You just heard it from, as you might say, the horse's mouth, even though she's a horse. She's a Sagittarian, too. So, hey, there it is. Right out of the horse's mouth. We're going to take a short break. We do have Tara waiting on line two from Sacramento. We're going to talk to you, Tara, after the break. We have two or three lines open, so please call in. We're going to take a short break and listen to Rama Rama off my CD Bhakti Rock. I hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back. Welcome back. That was Rama Rama off my CD, Bhakti Rock. Hope you enjoyed it. It's the latest song, the most recent one recorded. We still have lines open, but we have Nicole waiting patiently from Sacramento on line two. Her birthday is June the 15th, 1954. She's a Two of Diamonds, Jack of Spades. Are you there, Tara?
Hi, Robert. I'm Tara. Nicole was...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I called you Nicole by mistake. I apologize. Tara's a nice name,
too. Yeah, so I'm here.
How are you this evening?
Well, fine. I have a lot of questions, but I'll try to stick with just one for now.
Well, we'll see. We might be able to cover two.
Okay. Can I ask you about relationship stuff?
Yeah, sure. I've got your cards in front of me right now, so what's going on? You got two guys right now?
Oh, good. Okay. I'm in my Venus period right now.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing that I have a seven of diamonds and three of diamonds.
Yeah.
And so I'm beginning to think I should just forget it. I'm thinking about two different guys I have in mind, but with these cards in the Venus period, maybe not so great.
Well, they're not... It's not bad. It's just that it represents a period of indecision, a period of experimentation. It's not a bad thing, you know.
Okay.
It's just that, like, it's going to lead you to where you need to be next, you know. So why would you... Yeah, but, you know, I mean, relationship-wise, it's what is for you right now. It's not an external influence. It's inside of you.
Oh, okay.
Now, you're aware that your birthday has freedom issues, aren't you?
I'm beginning to learn that about myself, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you might have...
What is that?
What is what? Your freedom issues?
Is it the Jack of Spades?
Yes, the Jack of Spades.
Card?
Yes.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's precisely it. So, you see...
Well,
you are questionable because of that, you see. And you may not even know it yourself because the Jack of Spades has a way of self-deception, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just to be blunt about it. Like, you may not even know it yourself because you're fooling yourself. You're being fooled by your mind. You understand?
No, okay.
It's possible. I'm not saying this is absolutely the truth, but it's a possibility.
It happens all the time.
It does happen?
Uh-huh.
Is it? Okay, so you're already aware of this then.
Yeah, the Gemini thing too. And
yeah, you know, so like everything is a reflection of us. So whatever's happening outside of you is something that is perfect for you right now where you are in your life. It's neither bad or good. If you apply a label to it, you can label it bad or good if you want, but it isn't in itself bad or good. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just seem to be, one of the guys that he's my first choice, is a Jack of Hearts.
Yeah.
And I think he's a Jack of, his birthday is, he's born like 6 minutes before he would be a Ten of Hearts.
What birthday is
he,
by the way?
9/26/1960.
Okay, so he's a Libra.
Uh-huh.
Right? So he's a Nine of Spades ruling card.
Yeah, and he says he was born at 11:54 p.m. So I'm thinking if he's a Ten of Hearts, I should run like the wind, right? Because of his my Saturn is his Ten of Hearts, if he is a Ten of Hearts.
Your Saturn, yes, is a Ten of Hearts. If he were a Ten of Hearts, yes, I would say definitely. But I don't think he is a Ten of Hearts.
Okay. The reason I think he might be a Jack of Hearts is because his mother is a Seven of Diamonds. And isn't there that link, that karma?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
And he's taken care of her and has been most of his life.
Well, that's typical for Jack of Hearts. A Ten of Hearts wouldn't act that way.
Oh, okay.
Ten of Hearts would say, screw you, Mom, I'm out of here.
I'm glad I don't know any of them.
Oh, Mom, you're sick? Too bad. Just sorry for you.
Oh, no, he's not at all like that. I mean, his
sucks to be you, Mom. That would be a 10 hearts.
Okay, now I know what to look for.
Expressed negatively.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Not all 10 hearts.
So I am wondering about the relationship with him. He wants me to pursue him, and I don't feel really comfortable about that. And we've known each other
well
for about 5 years.
He's, you know, I want you to know that, you know, he really likes you.
I kind of know that, but I mean,
his
like
Neptune
long-term.
Card. He can't help it. You're one of his Neptune cards. You know.
Well, he talks about marriage a lot, but he's never been married.
Yeah, well, maybe he's just a talker about marriage. That's not important. You don't really want marriage either, do you?
Well, eventually, yeah, I would like to.
Are you sure about that?
I know what I don't want.
Well, what is it that you don't want?
Don't want?
What do you don't want? What is it that you don't want?
Well, I was emailing you about my Two of Diamonds past relationships early this week,
mm-hmm.
and you had said that they're safe for me.
Right, they're easy for you. Because they're moon to you.
What? They're moon.
They're moon.
To you, yeah.
They're a moon card to you, which just means you're playing it safe.
Okay, but even though one was a very long-term, 18-year relationship...
Doesn't matter. Still the truth.
I think he got kind of violent at the end, and that's what ended it.
Well, you know, it might have frustrated him that he was never more powerful than you.
Okay, so that's not a good thing for the woman to be the son and...
Well, no, it is in some cases, but in some, I always judge it, I always take it on an individual basis, because sometimes it's a good thing. Other times, a woman's just using it to hide out, like she's afraid to really be with a real man. She picks somebody easy, so she won't get hurt.
Wow. Okay, well, he came into my life right after my husband died. He was the Queen of Hearts.
Who is this? Who
was
this?
He was December 19th, 1942.
Queen of Hearts, Three of Hearts.
Was he Queen of Hearts?
December 19th? Yeah, yeah, Queen of Hearts, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. So after he died, my friend who was December 3rd, Two of Diamonds, kind of just took over. He, you know, he ended up in my life, and we had been friends for a very long time before that. And we got involved, but he certainly wasn't anybody I would marry.
Well, you know, the best place to look first is within yourself, and to ask yourself, you know, what is it you really want? Because the people that we end up with are always reflections of us. And it really helps to take a look every once in a while to see, like, what am I attracting and why? If you don't have that information, you're just going about it blindly, and everything seems like a mistake or an accident when it's really not. It's all really very, very consciously intentional, unconsciously intentional. I shouldn't say consciously. But try to get conscious about what you really want. And if you don't know, just look at what you got. That'll tell you what you want. You know.
Yeah, that's it. I'm working on the power of now and trying to be a little bit more introspective than I have been.
Yeah, just be more conscious. Like, let your awareness grow about yourself as it pertains to relationship choices. That's a good thing. That's a good idea, you know.
Well, do you think that a Jack of Hearts would be good for me, or should I...
Well, he would always love you. You don't have any moon connection with him. That's good. He will always love you and adore you, and that's good, too. The Neptune can be good. It creates long-term love.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, I love him. I mean, it's just one of those things, you know. He can do no wrong.
Well, why don't you tell him that?
I kind of have.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, our lifestyle is different. He's in Concord, where you are, and I'm in Sacramento, and he takes too far away.
That is funny. Well, you're not that far away. You're in Sacramento, right?
But, yeah. But he's going through a lot of transitions, and he's been major, major heartbroken before, and he's not over that.
Well,
so I'm having to kind of...
Yeah, well, I just think you should just take your time, you know.
Okay.
There's no rush. Love is never in a hurry, by the way.
Yeah, except me, Gemini. We want
no,
to
if it's
now.
If it's real love, it's never in a hurry. If it's not, if there's any hurry about it, it's just something else. It's a fear then, of some kind.
Oh, okay.
That's driving it.
Yeah, I miss the companionship. I haven't really had that, and I didn't really have it with the Two of Diamonds. He wasn't somebody that I could go out and be in public with.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's asking too much. I think that's a good thing. You should have that. Why not?
And do you think that my displacement card in the Ace of Spades this year is reflecting some of the endings I've had in relationships? Or is
Ace of Spades, the Ace of Spades displacement means you have to undergo a big radical shift this year inside yourself. It doesn't necessarily mean relationships. It could be other areas of your life, too. It's not, by itself, it doesn't specify the area, okay? It doesn't say,
okay.
Oh, it's this one area. It just says big transformation. What does transformation mean? It means death and rebirth, right? It means starting over. It means like really,
yeah.
You know, doing things differently in your life. Now, that could mean lots of things to you. I don't know, you know, exactly what it is for you. It could actually manifest in a lot of areas in the same year. So, and the year's just getting started for you. You really haven't even, I don't think you've even seen this showing up yet.
Oh, gee.
Because usually this card doesn't show up, this Pluto stuff doesn't usually show up until the Mars period, you know, generally speaking.
And I've got 9 days in that.
What are you yucking about? This is what you want. You want your life to be different and better. Why would you complain about transformation? Why would you turn away the very thing that wants to bring you a better life?
Oh, just because in the past it's always been kind of painful, and I've had a respite for quite, you know.
It's only painful when we. It's only painful when we're hanging on to stuff that's not good for us.
Yeah.
You know, we're not conscious. That's the problem. If we're more conscious, it doesn't hurt. Because we just let it go. We realize, hey, that's not good. I'm out of here. Let that go. So just work
well,
on being, keep up your work on your consciousness. That's all you got to do.
Well, it seems like I'm always, you know, that's been a lifelong battle for me to be very self-aware and, I'm aware of how my behavior affects others. Maybe I'm just not so much aware of how my thoughts and my own programming, what that's doing to me.
Well, you know, it's a start just wanting it. So I think it's okay, you know. It's going to take care of itself. You don't have to worry about it anyway. The Jack of Hearts guy is in Jupiter for you this year, so he's going to be a good influence in your year. Just let it, whatever comes from him come in and don't worry about anything else, you know.
Oh, okay.
Whatever he wants to share with you or give you or help you with, just be open and receive that beautifully and be grateful, and that's all you got to do.
Oh, well, that will be easy.
That shouldn't be too hard.
Oh, that, yeah, that's something nice to look forward to with him.
Well, yeah. So, you know, he is Jupiter to you, so... He's going to want to do some good things for you, so just let that happen and watch what happens.
And that will probably happen during the Jupiter period?
It could happen before then. It could happen any time because it's not confined to one period.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's like a year-long thing.
Oh. And then since I have Saturn is in my Eight of Clubs, Eight of Clubs is in my Saturn period this year, if Eight of Clubs is also my Venus card, does that mean I have three friends who are Eight of Clubs? So does that mean they're going to be a problem for me?
It could be just one of them is a problem.
Oh.
It could just be one problem, not all of them. You know,
and today's an Eight of Clubs day.
Yes,
right?
It is. I spoke about Eight of Clubs earlier, actually. Spoke a lot about those Eight of Clubs people.
They are very strong-willed, and I can't happen to anything.
Indeed. They cannot be hornswoggled.
No, but they're very nice. You know, I feel blessed to have them in my life.
Yeah.
I guess that's because
they're nice and solid, and, you know, an Eight of Clubs would be a good card for you to marry if you wanted to marry somebody. It would be the perfect card for you.
Oh, I do have a guy in mind. Would you like his date?
No. I'm just saying, an Eight of Clubs would be good, but this year it's not so good because he's Saturn to you. So you want to wait a year on that one.
Oh, okay.
Just wait a year on that one.
He's recently widowed anyway. Like, it doesn't Eight of Clubs, they're very, don't they have a major break at some point, like divorce or death?
No, he's already had it by now, trust me.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about that. You're making up stuff to worry about. Okay, well, Tara, I'm going to let you go.
Okay, thank you so much, Robert.
Thanks for being my guest.
And,
yes, and good luck with everything, all right?
Yes. Thank you again very much.
You're very welcome.
Good
night. Have a nice time. Bye-bye. Okay, without further ado, we have Aaron from Las Vegas. Are you there, Aaron?
Hi, I'm here.
And are you born September 15th, 1969?
Yes.
You are a Nine of Clubs.
Yes.
Did you already know that?
Yeah, I just started getting into, a friend introduced me to your books, and I just started getting into everything.
Oh, good. Welcome to the fun.
Thank you. I know I'm coming up on the end of my year.
Yeah, you're in your Neptune period right now.
Pardon?
You're in the Neptune period of the year, the last period.
Yeah. And that's the Two of Diamonds, right?
Yeah. You also have a Five of Hearts in your ruling card spread. So, what's your question?
I've had a pretty rocky year relationship-wise.
Uh-huh.
And my questioning is in the person I'm involved with. Because he has... like every nine in his
birthday. What's his birthday, first of all?
1/16/1969.
Okay. So, what do you want in your life for a relationship? What is it you want?
I want somebody I'm actually compatible with and happy with.
Uh-huh.
And
so are you
I
compatible and happy with this guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Very.
So is there a problem?
Well, kind of. I am in the midst of a divorce.
Uh-huh.
And he is still married. And was about to leave and can't leave because of the children. So
no, he can. He can leave. He's just choosing not to because of the children.
Yeah.
He's choosing not to leave, and his reason is the children. Let's be clear about that.
Yes. Yeah.
Anybody can do anything they want.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just be clear. clear about that. Okay.
Final, I'm a nine of clubs, and that's in his Saturn period, which he's in right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So does that mean I have...
He's having a hard time about the whole thing.
About him and I,
well, see,
or...
Well, here, so, okay, so let's just back up a minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, both of you are actually currently married. Is this true?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, from my experience of doing thousands of readings, there's absolutely no future for this relationship.
Okay.
No, there's no future here at all, because neither one of you is actually available for a relationship. I'm sure you guys had some great sex together, because you got a great sexual connection, okay? And, you know, you might even be really compatible, but
okay.
This relationship cannot go anywhere, because neither one of you is actually available to have a relationship. Now, you say you're working on it, you say you're getting divorced, is that true?
Yeah.
So there's a chance that you might be available sometime in the future.
Yeah.
But he's not even choosing that, according
okay.
to what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's not even saying, I'm even interested or even going that place, you see?
Yeah. Well, he was and wasn't, and it's kind of a back and forth.
Well, but see, I have a feeling that if he turned around and said, I'm getting divorced, I got a feeling you'd run the other direction.
Think so?
Now, yeah, I know this sounds really strange to say that, and you probably don't believe me because you can't even imagine it actually happening. But I've seen this a lot of times, you know. Like, when somebody is in transition like you are, you're in a big transition right now. You really don't have any idea what you want in love and relationship yet. You haven't had time to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much been consistent that transition relationships don't last that long. As soon as the transition is over, the person really realizes what they want, and then it's not that person anymore. This is very, very typical.
Okay. Uh-huh.
If you were my client and paying me hundreds of dollars for the reading, which is what I would charge you, I would tell you, get your marriage thing handled first. Finish that
first.
Get that cleaned up. Be done with that. And then look around and see who's there. You'll find the perfect person. I mean, somebody even better than this guy, because this guy's not even, he's not even going to be available.
Yeah, that is true.
And you know what? I'm looking at your cards next year, and I don't think he's showing up in any big way. Now, if you keep dating a man who's married, that's your announcement to the world. Hey, world, I don't want a real relationship. Don't send me anybody who really wants to have a relationship. I just want to date a married guy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing. You hear me?
Okay.
That's what a lot of Nine of Clubs women like. They love having secret affairs.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because sex is more important to them than lots of other factors. Sex and romance.
Uh-huh.
Nothing wrong with it. It's just a choice, you know? So you may continue on with this guy, but it's never going to be a quote-unquote real relationship.
Okay. I just found it odd that he has all the nines. Like completion of things, and then a nine as a long range.
Well, you know, he's meant to have an ending here, but, you know, he's going back and forth. See, he's a jack of diamonds and a six of clubs. You have to look at him also. I talked about you a little bit, right? I said some things rather pointedly about you and your karma with relationship. Well, he's got his own little pile of karma. Are you familiar with that? Have you read about his card?
No.
Do you know the Jack of Diamonds have major freedom issues? See, that's what he's struggling with right now, see? He's struggling with his desire for freedom versus his desire to be married and have security. That's what he's going through. He's going through a big struggle inside himself. That's why he's going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
He's going back and forth because one side of him wants freedom and one other side wants to be married. And he can't figure out which one is he should trust.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going around the roller coaster with him because that's what he's going to take you on the roller coaster with him.
Yeah, that's where I am.
And the only reason you're dating him is because you're in transition. Trust me. If you ever get ready to have a real relationship again, you won't even give him the time of day. Because he's
wow.
a one-way ticket going nowhere.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
He's going through a lot of endings and kind of confusion and everything this year then.
Yeah, well, you know, if it were me, I'd step back and say, listen, I love you. I really like you. I want to be with you. And I'm going to give you some time to work this out on your own. I'm going to stop seeing you right now. And if I were you, I'd start dating other people and get past this guy and start looking for people who are actually available. Tell the world that you really do want to have a relationship. Prove it by going out there and getting somebody that could actually have a relationship with you.
Yeah.
Instead of a married person. That would be kind of fun, actually.
Yeah, I think so.
A man who's really at risk, see? Neither one of you is at risk right now because you both have backup people.
Well, not so much me, but yeah.
Yeah, I know, you don't have as much, but he's got his backup mama there, and he's like, you know, afraid to let go of it. His security blanket.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, well, that's okay, because I just want to have sex with you anyway. I don't really want you to marry me. Heavens forbid. If you ever get free, I'm out of here. I'm leaving right away. I don't want to. Don't get the wrong impression here. Don't think that I really want to have a real relationship with you.
Wow, okay.
Okay, so have fun, okay, Aaron?
Oh, yes. And
don't
I just wanted to tell you I really enjoy your book very much.
Well, thank you so much. And Aaron, you just turned, you're 39 in your next birthday, and this begins your 13-year Jupiter period when you'll have the most fun and the most wealth, okay?
Oh, cool. Okay.
And there's a diamond man in your future, but I don't think it's this guy.
No?
Yep. It's not him.
Okay,
well, I'm going to let you go, Aaron. Thank you for being my guest tonight.
Thank you. You have a good evening.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, waiting patiently on line 4, we have Helen. I think the lines are all full, except that Aaron's line is now open, which I think was line 3. We might have time for one more caller after somebody else wants to call in. Let's talk to Helen from Virginia. Her birthday is June the 8th, 1943. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Helen. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. A little late out there in Virginia, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, way I wanted to get through.
So, what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I seem to have a lot of changes going on in my life right now, and I'm not sure if I'm headed in the right direction. I've met a man that I really am drawn to. His birthday is 7/14/41, July the 14th, 1941.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
He lives states away.
He lives what?
He lives 4 states away from where I am.
Oh, that's so perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect Ace of Diamond stuff.
Yeah. Perfect for him.
Yeah, you'll never know how many other women he's having sex with, trust me.
that's concerned.
Well, you know, he might be the honest type and be he might actually tell you, or he may not. It's hard to say.
He's giving me a sort of sales pitch about moving to Alabama. However, I'm supposed to be going to school, starting a new career in massage therapy in September. So I could move.
How many times have you guys seen each other so far?
Well, we saw each other the first time 4 years ago and then didn't see each other again until this year. And then it took off like, I don't know what, this year. So
how many times have you seen each other so far?
Three. We went to school together, but that was many years ago.
All right. No, I mean recently. I mean, like, you know. And then these three times, how long did each of those times last? Like, how many hours, how many days, or whatever?
Several days.
So three times for
4 or 5 days?
4 or 5 days. Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, it's nice that he expressing this desire to move. It's a little premature, though, don't you think?
Desire for me to move. Me to move to Alabama.
Oh, he wants you to move.
Yes.
Oh, that's a whole different story.
We're together 24/7. There's no.
I'm sorry. You said you're together 24/7.
We are. There's 4 or 5 days that I'm there. With me 24/7.
Yeah, I'm sure that he is. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. I don't really know about this guy. He's a big mystery at this point. I mean, I think you should enjoy it. I don't necessarily think you should take it all that seriously. I mean, you have his cards right now. You have an Ace of Hearts right now. That's his ruling card.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So, you know, it's up to you, but you have a Queen of Hearts result and you have a Three of Hearts result. So it's hard to say. I mean, you're definitely having a lot of love in your life this year. It could be him. It could be somebody else also. It doesn't have to be him. It could be him. You follow me?
Yeah.
But I know that. I don't think you need to make any big decisions this year. That's the point I'm saying. Let it just unfold. And be open to dating other people, too.
Is there anything to indicate whether going to massage school and starting this new career is right here?
Well, your long range card this year is a 4 of spades, and there's also a 10 of spades there. There's also a 6 of clubs and ace of diamonds, and I think yes. I also think you should be focusing on, like, your home. Have you been thinking about buying a new home, I think?
Yes.
You should definitely do that. It'll be really good.
Virginia or Alabama?
Well, if you really like it up there, you can move up there. It's up to you. But don't do it just for him.
Oh, okay.
Is there a massage school there?
There is.
Oh. You know, I mean, the way I would plan it is, if the relationship fell apart, make sure you're still covered, that it's a place you would like to be and that you would enjoy it there. See?
Okay.
I mean, why not?
I'm kind of thinking that I don't know what is right. Stay in Virginia for a year, get my license, and then consider the move if it's still going on.
Well, it's up to you, but the cards indicate you're focusing a lot of energy on your home somehow, and that it's good.
And that it's good?
Yeah, and that could just mean staying where you are and making the place you're at better.
Yeah. Well, I'm tied up with a legal situation where it's owned by 2 people right now. So,
well,
I don't know whether I'm going to get it if the outcome or someone else is.
Well, legally, you have really good cards this year.
Okay.
Oh, hang on a second. I was looking at his cards.
Darn!
Sorry about that. No, you actually don't have such good legal cards this year. I apologize.
Oh.
They're not great, but they're not that great either.
So it could go either way.
Yeah, it could go either way. It's certainly not a definite thing by any means. but not something you could necessarily count on. Okay?
Okay.
I think that's important to say. It's not something you can count on winning. But still, the four spades long range is a very good influence, and it really portends a good year, you know, of happiness around the home and family. So something good's going to happen there. Something good's going to pan out for you.
Okay.
So I would just be open to that and just focus on being happy where you are. Or if you see an opportunity to move, it looks like a good thing, then move. But just know that it's going to turn out okay, whichever way it goes.
Okay.
That's all you got to do.
Right.
Yeah.
It's good to know you're as drunk as I am on this guy.
Well, I'm as what as you are?
You're as drunk. You can't tell any better than I can.
Well, no, it's not really like that. It's that his birthday could go either way, you see.
Right.
So he could be a horrible womanizer, or he could be a little baby couch potato. Because he's a Cancer, and Cancer men are very home-bodied. Usually people of his birthday need a lot of time by themselves.
Well, he does, but he also is very active civically and in church.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Those are good signs. All right, Helen. Well, thank you for calling tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good luck, and keep us posted on what happens.
Okay.
All right. Get a nice sleep tonight. Good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have Mary Lee from Chicago, my friend Mary Lee, who's been waiting to talk to me for a couple of weeks. Are you there, Mary Lee?
Good evening.
How are you?
I thought it was apropos being an Eight of Clubs to call you tonight.
Yes, you're the Eight of Clubs, May 24th.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I'm doing very well.
It was a disappointment to me when you guys didn't show up.
Oh, it was heartbreaking to us because we were told everything was canceled.
That's unbelievable, but I guess it was just fate.
Yes, I guess so, but we shall connect.
What else can you do? I mean, we did everything possible to make it happen, so.
Yes, and to satisfy all my friends that were coming, I purchased them your new book, which they all love.
Oh.
It's just wonderful. And eventually, I'm sure I'll get an autographed copy.
I'm sure. If you want, you can mail it to me. I'll autograph it for you.
Okay, that'd be great.
You know, it's funny.
They
had those books on sale that night, too. They were half off.
Yes, I understand the store is out of business. That's why they told us all the speakers were canceled. Right. That's a shame because it's a very nice store.
That's so weird. Yeah. I think what happened was, and for everybody listening, we're talking about the Transitions Book Place in Chicago, which I gave a talk there. Mary Lee was going to come with like 20 of her friends, and she called up, I don't know, a couple of days before or something?
Right, to verify the time.
And then they said that I wasn't coming, but nobody told anybody that I wasn't coming. Maybe some other... I think probably what happened was some other people got canceled, and they just figured I'd be canceled too, you know. But we were definitely coming, and no one ever said a word about that. We didn't even find out about the fact that they were leaving until we got there. But anyway, I think the reason they decided to pack up and ship out was because the health food store is moving next to them, Whole Foods.
Oh, okay.
They were getting a lot of business because they were right next door to Whole Foods. Well, Whole Foods is leaving. And when they leave there won't be any business for them. So that's my guess anyway.
Well, it'll be a loss because it was a great store.
I know. You guys need a nice metaphysical bookstore in Chicago.
Absolutely. There aren't many.
So was there anything else you wanted to share, Mary Lee? Or did you have a question?
Well, you were talking about health, so I was kind of concerned about a few little spades I see in my yearly spread.
Uh-huh. I don't see anything. Well, I see one spread. I see one. Well, you have a seven of spades right now. Are you having any problems?
I am.
Ah, okay.
Where do you see that seven of spades, though?
It's right now, in your period right now.
Okay.
It's your vertical card in Venus in your planetary ruling card spread.
Okay.
Do you see it?
Well, I was just looking at the yearly spread in the back of the book.
Well, you got to look at the both. You have to look at the yearly spread for the Eight of Clubs and the Six of Diamonds for the same year.
Oh, okay.
Because you have two cards. And you got both of them tell you the whole story. Now, the Seven of Spades presents a challenge of a health nature. It can, right? As I was talking earlier. But there's always a way around it. There's always a solution. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, it's not like something that, it's something that you can actually work on and turn it around if you want to. If you had a nine there, you would not be able to turn it around.
Uh-huh.
But there's a nine of clubs underlying that seven of spades, which could mean that there's something you have to relinquish on a mental level. And I don't even know what the illness is, but that's what the cards indicate.
On a mental level, you mean something's draining me?
Well, could, is there something draining you? You know, that's the question. You need to answer that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like, is there something on your mind that's contributing to your health problem?
Okay.
It's always good to look, check those things. Sorry, what did you say? What did you say?
A lot of clients with a lot of problems.
Sometimes
it can get to you.
Well, you... See, you have to structure it in such a way that you don't get drained by that.
Right.
You're the one who's responsible for that. No,
pardon?
Well, it's you got to be really clear about it. Okay? You've got to be clear.
I've been learning that. Mm-hmm.
Are you charging for your services?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. Well, maybe you're not charging enough.
Well, I've recently raised my price, so maybe that'll help.
That's good. But, you know, also you need to set limits on how much you work. Like, whatever is will keep you healthy and happy.
Exactly. I just hate to turn down anyone that's in trouble.
Well, you don't have to turn them down. You can just say you can do them next week. There's nobody's situation that can't wait.
Right, but you know how everybody wants it right now.
No, that's not true. Nobody that calls me wants it right now.
Well, I'm learning. I'm working on it.
I don't let that happen, and you don't have to let that happen either. This is you, not them.
Okay.
You know, you can have it just any way you want it. You are actually having it the way you want it right now. You just don't think you are.
Oh, it's really quite good. I can't complain. I'm very blessed.
You know, yeah, but don't. But if you get sick, you're not going to be able to help anybody.
Right.
And so you're not going to be any good to anybody if you get sick either, you know. Right? What good would you be?
Exactly.
So if you don't take care of yourself, you're not going to have anybody to serve.
Right. Well, I'm working on that, and I'm sure I'm going to do a lot better.
Yeah, so you just set up some boundaries for yourself. Just say, okay, guys, I'm only working Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, or something like that, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then you take time off so you can regenerate yourself, recreate yourself.
Oh, it's so wonderful to do that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, the word recreation is recreation. Recreate yourself.
Okay, Robert, let me ask you one other question.
Where,
if a person is your Pluto card,
yeah,
what exactly does that mean in your love spread?
It means that their influence will be such that, and it's not a conscious process, it's not something they're doing consciously, but they will tend to act in a way that has you, challenges you to change in some way. I'm your Pluto card. You know that.
I know that.
I've had lots of theater clubs. Yeah, and I've had lots of theater clubs in my life, and there's been a few of them that, you know, I had a dramatic effect on their life. I wasn't trying to. It just happened that way, you know?
Well, I can say that about you also with me. You have had a tremendous change in my life.
Yeah, I mean, maybe just reading my books was all that it took, you know?
Well, I think it's more than that. But your books certainly are wonderful.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. I'm glad
that you... It's a gift I give to everyone. It's a gift I give to everyone now. I think it's a wonderful gift to give to someone.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. I think it's, well, it's the gift of knowledge, of good knowledge. You know, knowledge that makes a difference. So, you know, not everybody benefits from knowledge, but when they're in the right place in their life, it can be the perfect thing for them. It can make a huge difference.
Well, keep up the good work and take good care of yourself.
I am. Thank you, Mary Lee.
Know that we really, really appreciate you and your work.
And I hope I get to meet you sometime. I'm sorry it didn't work out this time, but I'll be back.
Oh, great. If not, we'll come to California.
Okay, great. I would love to have you. We'll make it a class special for you guys, you know, if you decide to do
that.
Oh,
that would be wonderful.
Yeah, we'll do a special class.
Okay.
Just let me know when you want to do that, and we'll set it up. Okay, thank you, Mary
Lee. Okay, wonderful.
Have a nice night.
Thank you so much. You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have time for one more caller, and we do have a woman named Jay. She's from Monterey Bay. Her birthday is February 12th, 1948. Are you there, Jay? Hello? I can barely hear you. I hear something, but I don't think Jay's on the line. I wonder if Seth is aware of this. Hello, anybody there? Well, I don't... Hello?
Hi.
Oh, there we go. Now I hear you.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
I was listening to the show, so, you know, it delays a little.
Ah, that's the problem.
Yeah, but I'm kind of going the opposite direction than most of the people that have called in terms of I'm kind of going away from relationships and other people. I feel like I've spent most of my life looking for my identity through other people. And I'm going the other direction. I wonder, I do like community and relationships, but I'm in a real reclusive period, and I'm changing tracks, like going from mainstream to supporting myself through arts. I just wonder if it's in my layout, what's going on with that kind of plan.
Well, you know, we make our plans the best we can, and then God has his plans.
Well, that's kind of what I'm looking for, though. Am I going with the flow for what?
This is what the card system is good for, because sometimes it can kind of tune us in to what
exactly.
God has, what he has in store for us.
Exactly, yeah.
And
you kind of paddle in that direction, huh?
And, you know, you're kind of a strong-willed person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you might think you know it, but you may not know it.
Yeah, I ask a lot of questions like this call. Is it asking a question of that?
Yeah, so, you know, would you be surprised to know that the cards indicate that you're going to be in another relationship soon? after you've sworn them off.
Well, that's one. Yeah, that's a much better way to come into one. Right?
Was that your plan?
I didn't really have a plan with that. I was just kind of...
Well, you sounded like you did.
Well, I was withdrawing because I'd been hurt so much, but I feel like I've spent too much of my life getting my identity from other people. So I was like, I'm going to go find myself.
Well, that's really good. I mean, but there's nobody saying that you have to approach a relationship that way, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to anymore.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, maybe the next time you have one, it won't be that kind of relationship.
Hopefully not, definitely.
It won't be one where you're looking for your identity in somebody else, but one where you already know who you are, and you find somebody who can really love you for who you are.
Exactly.
And that would be a bonus.
The
cards tell us, because you're a King of Diamonds, and you're also a Six of Diamonds, that's your secondary card. And the cards reveal some of our patterns, our karmic patterns for everything, including relationship. And Six of Diamonds has an inner need for love that's very difficult to fulfill.
Mm.
Kind of a loneliness, if I could phrase it another, you know, put a label on it.
Would that be like a drive to find that love in myself and be able to source it there, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, it can manifest lots of ways. Generally speaking, though, it always creates problems in the relationship area because you'll pick somebody and you're looking for them to fulfill that part of you that you're having trouble
with. Not anymore, hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, see, the thing is, all you have to do, really, is get yourself filled up with love.
Exactly.
You know, and if you really are enjoying yourself by yourself, and you know, what I found, because I have a similar issue in my life, I found that I had to kind of really be with that part of myself, because I never wanted to. I always wanted to avoid that part of myself.
Exactly, exactly. Now I'm embracing it and healing it, right?
Yeah, if you can embrace it and heal it, then it will not be a factor anymore. See?
Then, exactly.
And you have really great cards for healing your emotional body this year, especially starting in September and October. You have really wonderful cards.
Oh, good, because that's what I'm all about, I guess. If the outside is a reflection of the inside, then it's time to look at the inside.
Yes, absolutely. You got the right philosophy. Now you just have to put it into practice.
And so would that, the practice that would help that is to get to know myself, kind of isolate a little bit now, and switch tracks from mainstream to supporting myself through my art? That's my question. Would that be...
Well, see, all those external factors are not significant. whether you pursue your art or not is not the question. That's not really going to have an impact on what we're talking about here. You can make that decision without thinking of this other thing, okay? In other words, your decision about whether you pursue art or not is another issue altogether. It's a separate topic.
Yes.
Okay.
There were two different topics.
Unless you feel personally that the art thing really nourishes you on a way.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Then if it does,
completely.
Then it's a good thing to do. It's good for your own therapy, right?
Yes, but it is actually part of my therapy.
But what I'm suggesting
is, for myself.
With this card I have that I see here, I'm suggesting that you take advantage of some support you might get. From books or maybe a counselor or anything about learning to love that inner child within
you. Exactly.
You know, the one
and that's what this kind of isolation part is about, maybe?
Yeah, well, you might be, I don't think you're going to be isolated for long, though, actually. I don't think it's going to last that long.
Okay, it's been a year or two, but that's long enough.
I mean, this with the influences you have, you could become a little bit social here in September and October. You could actually find yourself in more social situations and enjoying yourself.
Good, I'm ready to come back out.
The timing is perfect.
Well, very good, good. And is the timing perfect for switching tracks from mainstream to...
Absolutely. Absolutely. Exactly the right time, right now.
That's when I'm doing it.
Yeah, it's got, you got a five of spades right now, which means change of career. Change of what I do. Yeah, you do. You got a five of spades. If you have my book, Cards of Your Destiny, you can look it up for your year and see the right there. It lasts from July 18th to September the 8th.
Oh, wow, that's a little window.
But, well, you're already doing it.
I am. And I have a legal matter that I'm hopefully going in a good direction for me. Do you see that?
Well,
the settlement.
In general, you have pretty good legal karma. You personally have, you usually win legal stuff.
Sweet.
As a matter of a lifetime karma, okay?
That's
and I don't see anything to say otherwise this year.
Okay. But you actually saw a little love card in there. Or was that relationship?
Oh, yeah, there's
like
love coming for sure. There's
coming
love
coming. And friendship?
Or no. Sex. Okay, have that.
Oh, a good partner. But that's an all-around partner to get to this. You can't have
that's
one without the other for me.
That's going to be later. That's not going to be till like December.
Sweet. A Christmas present, huh?
Yeah, I guess so, if you like that.
Well, I mean, it's a total relationship. I'm not just interested in sex. It's a total relationship.
Well, yeah, well, you might have to go and date a little bit before you find the right person, so... We have a website starting next month. You should sign up, lovecardsdating.com, and get a free membership for a month.
I'll check it out.
Lovecardsdating.com.
Since it's coming out of my show.
It's just, this is our grand opening is in 2 weeks.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we're excited about it. I've been wanting to do this for like 10 years. So it's finally taking shape. We're real excited.
Yeah. Good. A lot of people seem to be manifesting really great new ideas in the next little bit.
Well, we all do whatever we can while we're here, right?
Well, especially when you get kind of inspired. Like it's like life led me to this position of trying to jump off on my own and be self-supporting rather than be in the mainstream system. But just to believe in myself enough to do that.
Yeah, that's a really major thing. I mean, you're not young, and this is great, you know? I mean, you're not that old. But I'm saying that people are able to usually make changes like that.
I love change if it's for the higher good and for moving forward with consciousness and evolution.
Yeah.
And
well,
you
you're doing
see
it.
This. You
it's
think
all
going to
turn out.
By doing this, it's all going to turn out.
Yeah.
And this is a good time to do it.
It is the time to do it, not just a good time.
I have to trust my instincts more.
Yeah, I think
it's nice to be validated.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I love
this. Thank you, Jay. Have a nice evening.
Good luck with your six of diamonds.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
It's quite a job, isn't it, Beth? Healing your inner wounds and your emotional body. That's what it kind of signifies. Is that what you said?
Yeah. It's been a long road.
But I think it's really rewarding to, like, have that little motivation to do that work because...
It's like a muscle that you can develop to where you get really good, like, you know, if you can stop and feel what you feel... And be
exactly.
with those feelings long enough to just acknowledge them.
Mm-hmm. Then they can guide you.
Then they can pass away. They can pass on. They're not held up anymore.
Oh, that too, yeah.
And you can learn to feel good without needing somebody else to help you do it.
Exactly.
That's the key.
I see it like as finding the source within yourself that you can always be self-nurturing.
That's exactly what I just said, yeah.
Exactly, yeah, I heard you.
So, Jay, we're actually over time, so I have to let you go. We're past the
show. Okay, I am.
But thank you so much for calling, and I wish you the best.
You too. Thank you so much. Good night.
All right. Good night, Jay.
Blessings.
Okay, we're going to be ending now. We're going to listen to the Gayatri chant, which we always end the show with. I hope you guys enjoyed the show and look forward to being back next Monday. And the Love Cards dating site, one more time, I got to say it loud. Get your friends, especially the guys, tell them all, even if you don't want to date somebody, but you know he's a guy and he's out there, go tell them to sign up, lovecardsdating.com. Thanks for your support, and we'll see you all next week. Good night.
Om Durvama Swaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Om Durvama Swaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Om Durvama Swaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Om Durvama Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Deyo Yona Prachodayam.
devasya dhimahi deyo yo na prachodayat.